News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 7:05 on May the 9th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It's going to be a busy day today. We've got a lot of, room for commenting today. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can jump in there and join our chat room. Of course, Bad Bob, good morning.
Howdy.
How you feeling today?
It's a beautiful Northern California day.
Yeah.
We had a nice little rainstorm last night. Not much rain, but enough to, dampen things down a bit, and beautiful sunrise.
I don't know. We didn't get a lot here in town. I didn't see it. Of course, you know what? Trish Clark is here. Always on Thursdays.
Good morning.
You've heard never on Sunday?
Always on Thursday.
Always on Thursday.
It's a great day in the North State.
Well.
And the weather
How good is it going to be?
It's presently 57 degrees. It's mostly sunny with a high near 90 today. Low of 63 tonight. Partly cloudy, winds becoming south-southwest, only 5 to 7 miles per hour. It looks like maybe the wind is gone. Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 63, mostly sunny with a high near 92 on Friday, and looking forward to a good weekend. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, and tonight is pizza night.
Do they serve dinners on Thursday, or Tuesdays also?
No.
I don't think so.
No, they only do dinners on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then brunch on
Sundays. Okay. That's what I thought. But they are serving lunch up there.
Yes.
All the time. Okay.
And wine tasting. Lovely little.
Always.
Wine tasting tour that you can buy that gets to taste all the wines and a little snack along with it.
It's good.
Yeah.
At 474-5546. Now we go to our, it starts off every program. And with the cheerfulness in the market minute from our Wells Fargo advisors, from Susan Eastman, who was here last week. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are taking a breather this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 14 points at 15,090. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1631. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 5 points at 3,408. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Merck, positive a dime at $45.09. JCPenney off 26 cents, trading at $17.35. General Electric down 11 cents at $22.90. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart positive 48 cents at $78.75. Costco positive 35 cents, trading at $110.01. Safeway up 2 cents at $24.26. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is up 3/16 to yield 1.79%. For commodities, gold is down $9 an ounce at $1,464. Silver off a dime at $23. Crude oil down 68 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. Give them a call at 243-7561. You know, the Wells Fargo advisors are there to help you. I mean, look at, Trish was just saying, hey, I'm loving what's happening to my investments here. But you need to have some experts out there to help you work your way through the morass of Wall Street. Give our friends down at, our Wells Fargo advisors a phone call. 243-7561. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about Benghazi. Cause we just had testimony in Congress that is just, and as far as I'm concerned is, why aren't people upset about this?
Yeah.
Why aren't people talking about the fact that we allowed the ambassador of a country to be butchered without doing anything about it, and we could have? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This is Free Fire Radio.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hope you're having a great day. 57 degrees out there, 7:13 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. And you start your day off with that great coffee, that latte, that cappuccino, that espresso, the finest walk-in humidor when you go next door in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew in any place there in the store. Joe and Shelley have done a great job there for over 30 years supporting our community at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, Trish,
Benghazi.
Benghazi. They had the number two guy there. I think his name is Hicks. And his testimony is just appalling. The things he said in here is that, you know, to me, a tragedy of errors that Obama and Clinton claim nothing can be done about. They're just – they say they're misrepresented by the Republicans. The number two guy, Hicks, said they could have put a special forces team in from Tripoli, who, by the way, were enraged when they didn't get a chance to do it. From Tripoli to Benghazi was like an hour flight. They asked for Air Force jets from Italy to come over and do flyovers. And that the State Department knew these were coordinated attacks. They knew that this wasn't just a riot of people coming in and crashing through there. They knew it was a coordinated attack. They were reporting it. And yet the State Department says, oh, we didn't know that. You know, for a week afterwards, they're saying they couldn't even say it was terrorist. No matter what Candy Crowley said during the debate or what Obama said, he said, he used the word terrorism. He said this type of terrorism, but that was it. Everybody else that went on every show said, never said it was terrorists. They said it was this, you know, bunch of thugs in the streets. Well, it wasn't. And as we find out, it was a coordinated attack. And as we find out from people finally able to testify, because they were kept out of the other ones, that the State Department knew it. Why wasn't, why didn't Clinton make a decision? Two, if Obama was not awakened when his ambassador was being butchered, why did that happen? Why didn't they think it was important enough to wake up the president and said, hey, you know what? Our ambassador's in a deep world of doo-doo. And yet, and so how are the Democrats handling this?
Well, they're not handling it. They're ignoring it. They're sleeping it under the rug. The mainstream media has allowed them to do that. And it's all summed up in the one statement at this point. What difference does it make?
By Mrs. Clinton.
There you go. And that's where they want to leave it. And they're just incensed. If you look at any of them, any of the Democrats, they're like, really? Do you think you are going to make any of this stick on us? It's in the past. It's done. We didn't want you to know the truth because we needed to win that election. The American people might have actually thought a second about whether this was the right guy to elect if all this had come out in the manner it should have right at the time it happened, and all those facts should have come forward, and perhaps we wouldn't have had the results in the election that we had.
Well, at least
but
we
now
would've...
we're just supposed to forget about it. I cannot understand for 1 minute why everybody in this United States is not picketing the White House to throw him out. He has lied again to the American people.
Well, he and Clinton, and as Clinton conveniently falls down and can't go in front of Congress for weeks, and then has another something going on with her that she can't do, she can't come in, then, you know, like you said, what difference does it make? Well, I tell you what difference it makes. It makes a lot of difference to the family of the ambassador who was slaughtered out there. And how about the those contractors? You know, the former SEALs and us that were in that area that came in to try and rescue them, knowing that another team coming in. But here's the important thing. Planes flying over. They go, what are they going to do? Are they going to bomb the area? They don't have to. We have used that tactic successfully I don't know how many times. Is you send a jet flying over and breaking the sound barrier right there, boom, and they're flying over, and, I mean, people run. They run, they get out of the way, and at least it gives them time to regroup, the people on the ground, to regroup and to try and have something happen.
Because the people on the ground don't know whether you're going to bomb them or not when you come in with them.
No, it gives your people a chance, but your people know about it.
Yeah.
They have a chance to then to regroup. If it makes those other people leave, go back several blocks, at least they can get in the vehicles and get out of the area, at least head to someplace else, get off the killing zone, get off the target, which is where they were.
You know, I heard one report a couple of weeks ago or read it someplace or what have you that actually the president was in fact aware and then that this was going on and went to bed. He was the only one, as I understand it, who could have actually made the order for people to stand down or to go forward.
And then, well, you know, and then the next day he's on his way to Las Vegas to get a, you know, but all this, you know what, this is old stuff, but the fact is that the American people and the media let him off. Well, the media let him off, and then the American people are just starting really to learn what happened. But the media let him off on this to the extent that during the debate, the moderator of the debate corrects,
Romney.
And corrects him in the middle and stops everything. Oh yeah. No, but the president did say this. My God, Candy. You know what? Why don't you just take your shirt off and show everybody you have Obama tattooed on your chest? You know, because that's what you did. And this is a point when he was trying to nail down the president, make him say it on TV in front of millions of people. What really happened in Benghazi? She takes him off the hook.
And beyond takes him off the hook. She obviously has information that he is aware that she has in front of her. And how in the world does a person in a debate know what the narrator has in front of them?
Well, the moderator that joins in on a debate. But this is, you know what? frankly, six or seven months ago. But that's the kind of thing that's happened, is that the mainstream media has not gone after this. I just can't imagine if it had been a, if Bush,
Republican, been all over.
Yeah, if it had been Bush and this thing had happened, I would want people to go after him if this is what he did, because they went after him for so many other things. What gives Obama, in this case, and Clinton a bye on this? We had deaths that could have been prevented. And at least tell us the truth. Just say, you know what? It was so confusing at that time that we really didn't know what was going on. I made the wrong decision.
That wouldn't be the truth, but at least it would be an excuse. The reality is they knew exactly what was going on. It had all tied up into that whole gun running scheme that they had going, tried to get the guns into the hands that they thought they needed to be in. And it went bad, and they sacrificed them and walked away from it. That's my opinion.
And here's the other thing too, as Hicks said, I was on the phone the whole time with the State Department. It wasn't like they didn't know what was going on. He was telling them everything. And when they said they were standing down the people, he calls the ambassador and says, we're on our own. And then the ambassador calls, hey, we're under attack. And that was it. That was the last thing that was said. Yeah. We got to take a break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, you know, if what happened to Benghazi doesn't make any difference to you, my friends, then we're in a lot of trouble here, because there are so many other things that's going to be coming up that make such a difference. And if the government, have we gotten to that point where the media has gotten so in bed with one party or with one group that you've got, you know, that it takes people on a grassroots level to keep just pounding on this thing? We'll be right back after these messages.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you, it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up and throw Rodeo Week.
Hi folks, Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 57 degrees, 7:24 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts. Locally owned, family operated, all in Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Take care of all your needs that way. All right, Trish.
We're going to go to the phone and talk to Henry.
Henry. Good morning, Henry.
Yes, good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine. Welcome back from Mexico.
Yes, I had a wonderful trip. You ought to try it sometime.
Well, did you go fishing?
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Henry lives down there part of the year. Huh? He's got his own fishing village down there. He has peons. No, I'm just kidding. Henry goes down there, too.
And when you talk about immigration, you leave us Mexicans out of it.
Okay. Henry loves it down there. He says he feels safer in Mexico than he does here.
Much safer, you bet.
Is it because...
Hey, I was going to weigh in a little bit on that Benghazi.
Yeah,
deal.
Tell us what you think about Benghazi.
What in the world does that send a message to the rest of the Arab world? Simply because they can get away with it over there.
Well...
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, yeah. I think we've lost all respect from any of the countries. No one fears the United States anymore, certainly not under this president.
Well, you know, if this had been Nixon back in the day when he was under impeachment for the Watergate thing, the Democrats would have had him up for impeachment the next day or almost the next day.
I know, and we're talking about a building.
Nobody said anything about this screwball we got in the White House.
Well, that's what I said to Carl off the air. What in the world do you suppose it's going to take before the people who are supporting this president would turn against him? What would he have to do if this isn't enough?
I think it would have to be so obvious.
Is politicking. He goes from one place to the other, politicking.
That's it.
And he has absolutely no concept of what goes on the rest of the world, or either that or he doesn't care.
We have no idea what's going on in the United States.
No, that's true.
He has never spent one day since he's been elected in any kind of a leadership role leading this country.
And what amazes me is the fact that I have people talk to me almost every day about what a great guy he is.
Does that not just amaze you?
Well, here's the thing. Is we can say what you want, but he's the only one. He's pushed through Obamacare. He's pushed through Obamacare. He's pushed through things that, that nobody ever has before. Now, and he's been able to sustain it. I'm not agreeing with him on it, but the fact is that he has done that. Now, is that in the best interest of the United States? I would say no in many cases.
Well,
but he's been able to do it somehow.
And the people. It's control, and he's after our weapons, which, in the words of the late, great Paul Harvey, if you want to have control of the people, take away the weapons. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Well, they're trying. But Henry, we've got to go to our next caller here. We got another one here.
Thanks
before
for
we go
calling,
for a break.
Henry.
Thanks, Henry, and welcome back.
You bet.
Okay. Hey, Brian, good morning. You're live on KCNR. Hello, Brian, you're live.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine. Are you on a cell phone?
There we go.
Okay.
Hey, I think that it's not just the guns. It's going to be the food next. Obviously, farming's disappearing in our country as well, and it's being put somewhere else. And personally, I think Mr. Puppet Obama is just, as I said, a puppet. There's other people running the show here, and I'm sure most of those guys don't even live in this country. My big deal is you want people to stand up and fight. And eventually that's going to happen when it comes to push to shove with some. But in the long run, they've got a new generation of individuals out there that don't have a clue of what's really going on. So I really seriously don't, honestly, it sounds sad, but I just don't see anything coming positive out of it in the near future. I think we're all going to be a bunch of robots, and it's going to be a sad thing when that time comes around.
You know, I would agree with you that if something drastic doesn't happen, the United States as we know it and as we have grown up with it, my generation, is going to be forever changed.
Well, you are the last of the generation. I'm 46 years old, and even my generation was influenced by what's going on. Obviously, it didn't happen in Obama's term. It's been going on for years.
It has been.
I agree with you. We've got to go to a hard break right now, but thank you so much for the phone call, and I do, too. I am also concerned for the future of our country.
Take care.
We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction despite a better-than-expected report on the U.S. labor market. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Meanwhile, spending on prescription medicine fell in the U.S. in 2012, marking the first drop in decades. According to the IMS Institute for Healthcare Informatics, total spending dropped 1% from 2011. That's the first drop since IMS started tracking drug prices in 1957. The biggest factor behind the drop? The availability of lower-cost generic versions of drugs. And a day after stellar earnings, Tesla Motors is getting another boost. According to Consumer Reports magazine, the company's Model S is the best car tested since 2007. The electric sedan scored a 99 out of 100, outperforming every other model this year in every category. That's the first time a plug-in electric has achieved such a high score. The report will be in the magazine's July issue. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, well, am I on? Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State. 57 degrees out there, 7:34 in the morning. There's something going. Turn me up or something because my, something's going on here. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. No, I guess I just had to turn everything back up.
It's
I don't know
if
there's
some
reason.
You took it off and threw it down on the ground as you went out.
That's easy to do. this portion. Well, you know, when you start talking about the future of the country and you have so many people that are just kind of like, well, what's Snooki doing tonight? Oh my God, the Kardashians have a baby bump in their bikini. Wait, let me get into this one. Then we can get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. They have been delivering water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988, and they get their spring water drawn from protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, an area that's known as having some of the best-tasting, purest natural sources of spring water in the world. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or look at their website at mountshastaspringwater.com. We use that water. It's really good. It tastes watery. Okay.
Okay, before we get into something else, I want to do a shout out to a friend this morning and wish Mario a happy birthday. I'm doing that for a special reason because he keeps telling me he's been listening, and now we'll know for sure whether he actually gets up and listens to this broadcast in the morning.
Okay, you want to
happy
sing?
Birthday,
okay,
Mario. Okay. I don't want to sing.
And Mario, here's a code word, red. That's your code word, red. Okay. Anyway.
Back to the, you know, the caller mentioned that, you know, while a lot of us are just really frustrated and trying to understand how in the world, why aren't people enraged? Why aren't people upset about this continual, I mean, the stuff that just keeps coming out of this White House that we're being lied to. We're not being given the information. Certainly Benghazi is the most recent and the tip of the iceberg. But then you turn right around and you talk to somebody who will stand there and tell you what a wonderful thing it is that we have this president and what a great job he's doing and what an honorable man and look what kind of a father he is and how he cares for his children. And you go, I don't know. I don't understand, Carl. I can't get my mind around it.
Well, there's people that absolutely believe that. I mean, they voted for him twice. And there's no reluctance to say that. It's like people that voted for Bush. You know, people voted for Bush. Yeah, I voted for Bush. You know, and people look at him and go, how could you do that? What's the same thing with when you say, I voted for Obama twice? And
I disagree with you because most of us who voted for Bush voted because he was the alternative to the Democrat in the race. And we would call him. I would. When Bush did something that I disagreed with, I was the first one to say, wow, bumbus decision. Several things he did while he was in office that I couldn't totally agree with.
Right.
That's different than the believers of Obama. They can't see anything wrong. You could stand and say he just murdered three people, and they would look at you and say, yeah, but he must have had a really good reason. And that would be the end of it. There just is no in-between.
Well, you know, but that's the way it's getting to be. And talking to somebody that's in elected representative, who is a person of great, I think, of great character and a person who is moderate and, you know, that was willing to reach out and talk and try to get some kind of consensus here, because you got to have consensus, said that when he was talking to the Democrats, and my friends, if you're Democrats out there, please, but I'm just going by what he says here. He said he reached out, you know, he's trying to show logic and that, and they didn't understand, not only did they not understand, like, just basic things like where the money comes from. He says they literally would look at him and get this look in their eyes. He said, and that was it. He goes,
it was a crazed look
in their eyes. And then there go the votes. And he said, you know, there's nothing we can do. He says, we can't get a bill out of committee. We can't, you know, we can't stop them from getting out of committee. And so here we are. You've got so many, the homeless Bill of Rights is a perfect example. It's 5-2. Now it's in the in appropriations. Now it could die in appropriations. Maybe that's all they wanted to do was get it out of committee, kill it in appropriations. But if they didn't, and it gets over there and it gets signed,
they'll vote it in.
And if it gets out and gets voted for, I can't imagine they would do that because they know what a huge, first of all, it's a money drain on the state for having to do all the things they said, but what it would do to our communities.
And most of the cost of that, if you look at that bill, comes out of the communities. And those people still think, the people that are voting on these issues, still think that local government gets the property taxes, gets the sales tax, gets all these things that we do not get. But they don't understand it, because that's what the issue is there is no constitutional memory left down there.
Well, and then when you don't have
constitutional memory. Either
but,
one.
But when you think about it, and now right now, 38 bills, my friends, concerning guns, ammo, anything that has to do with that, are working their way through the Assembly and the Senate right now. 38. Now, we're already the most, as people have said, the most regulated state in the United States when it comes to weapons. And now they're going to go further than that. I'm not exactly, you know, the things I'm hearing are just ludicrous. But even that, okay, then money is being taken, you know, for the high-speed rail. You know, that's, you know, non-citizens can sit on juries.
Yes.
Do they have to speak English now? Or do we have to have interpreters in court? We got to take a break. Terry, hang on to the break.
One small statement.
Okay, sure.
Just in case people have identified who we were talking about that is our representative, you made a statement that he was moderate, and I certainly don't want to hang that around his
You're
neck.
Right.
I think that he's very, very conservative, but willing to work with the other side and has a lot of common sense.
He has a moderate personality. Let me put it that way.
Okay,
and that's good.
I don't want to hang moderate on him.
No. He is a conservative, but he is willing, and he is willing to work, and I know this
guy. And he's very bright.
And he is willing to reach across and see there must be some way we can get together, you know, and somehow find a place to agree. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Terry, you're up next. We'll be Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making 4 high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 57 degrees out there. This is KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we've got Terry on the phone. Terry, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Carl? Hey, Trish, how are you?
I'm well, Terry.
Boy, Trish, you know, I love you. You are a feisty girl.
Oh, thank you.
You say what you mean, and I think that's something that's really important right now. Two quick things. One is, Carl, on all these gun laws, Sal and I work now with Gun Owners Association of California with Sam Paredes. We help him with the fundraising. We were at his last dinner and auction down in Sacramento, actually Rockland helping him. And all these laws that are coming out and everything, if they pass almost every one of them, we have an argument in court to beat them, okay? The problem is we have to go to court, and that takes time. And that's one issue. The other issue is on Benghazi. I think people are totally engaged in Benghazi. I think they know what's going on. But here's the deal. I know on the O'Reilly Factor, he had mentioned that no other station, no one was covering this story but Fox. No one was covering it. A little blurb here and there. How much of this do you see in our local paper? The other thing is that people now do believe there's something going on. O'Reilly did another poll. And it's not that I'm a big O'Reilly fan. In fact, I think he's sort of a moderate, but it's interesting to see that the things that he's bringing to light. This one particular thing is he had a poll, and 29% of the people in this poll, his listeners, believed that we're headed toward a one-world government. The ammunition sales are out of sight. The gun sales are out of sight. Sacramento County alone has quadrupled the amount of CCWs they've had since this new sheriff got elected. When you stop and look at everything that's going on, the problem is that the media's not getting it out there. The media is so worried about, well, you know, we have to do it right. I don't want to offend the Democrats. I don't want to offend the Republicans. I don't want to offend this guy. I have to be balanced. Well, you know, it's time to take the gloves off, my friend, and stand your ground. If you believe something, you need to stand up for it. Now's the time. We can't keep dinking around. We lose our freedoms every single day. We lose it by the hour. 1,500 bills sometimes in 3 or 4 months in Sacramento.
Some of which, most of which come in at different times or hollow bills and nobody's even had a chance to see. You know, here's my question, and you made a good point here, Terry. Why haven't we seen anything in the paper? I've seen an editorial today about, hey, that's okay. Let's have pot dispensaries here in Reading. That's okay. But, where's something that says, you know what? Why is Benghazi being ignored? I would think that would be someplace that just says, well, look, you know what? You've had these hearings, yet here's the number two guy that was there that was watching. There's three of them that were testifying saying it could have been stopped. It could have been prevented. There was mitigating. They could have mitigated it, and it wasn't, yet you don't see it.
You know, Terry, I will agree with you because I have a lot of friends who don't listen to talk radio. And absolutely, even though they are conservative people, they do not know what's going on. They read the paper, they like to watch CNN, they like to watch that morning show, and you're absolutely right. I try to tell them, you don't know what's going on, you need to listen to talk radio, you need to listen to some of the Saturday morning shows, you need to listen at least to Fox.
Well, you're right, Trish, but the thing is, even on talk radio, we're trying to be balanced. We have to have things. And I understand. I mean, hey, you know, Pet of the Week's real fun and stuff. But the whole point is that on talk radio, no matter who it is, you can't be Mr. Fairness or Mrs. Fairness or anything anymore. It's a thing where we have to start taking a stand. Yes, people are upset about Benghazi. A statement saying that people don't care about it, that's absurd. Of course they do. I mean, it's insane to think that people don't think what's going on. Look at gun sales. It's doubled and tripled. I mean, the thing is the masses out there need to be united, and talk radio really can do that. I think that we need to take a firmer position. I'm not saying a crazy one. I'm not saying that we go way outside the box, but by gosh, stand up for something. And honestly, my friend, if you believe the newspaper is not reporting it, call them out. Get Bruce Ross on there. Get Lyons on there. Say, why aren't you doing this? Get him out there and call him out. But that's the thing we have to do. We have to start standing up. We can no longer waffle. We just need to stand up. Just for what the truth is.
There's too much fair and balance going on in all of it. I can absolutely concur with you, which I've been involved in this whole scene for a long time in Shasta County. And I think that's one thing people never have said about me, that I never learned how to talk out of both sides of my mouth, and I refuse to.
But
a fact is a fact. And you need to state it.
Two things before we go on a break. One is that the number of gun deaths and deaths by, you know, with violence with guns has dropped by half in the last 3 years. But nobody knows that.
It's because, less than hammers.
Because it's not being reported. And this comes right out of the statistics. I just found an article today on it. But the other thing too is that if it was fair and balanced, I have no problem with that. With reporting, because then they would talk about Benghazi the same way they talk about Bush and his mistakes. But it would be, at least it would get the information out there and let people make up their minds, but the information's not even getting out there. And that's the danger, is that, oh, well, you know what, this was a story, you know, really, Ms. Clinton said it right. What difference does it make now? Well, it makes a huge amount of difference. And I think, I don't think this is going to go away. I hope it doesn't go away. I hope people just say, you know, come out and say, you know, what happened? Why didn't the president know about it? Why was this man allowed to be butchered like this? Anyway. I got to take a break. Terry?
Terry, thanks.
You're right.
Bye.
We'll be back in a minute. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is Free Fire Radio.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., 3 Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Oak River Rehab, Oakdale Heights Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Comfort Keepers, Seniors Choice, ILSNC Vision Resource Center, and Accent Care. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 605-4567 is our phone number. It is 7:53 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber and his people there do just outstanding work. Countertops in your kitchen, outside work around the pool, and those, you know, entertainment areas, fire pits, you name it, they can do it, and they do outstanding work. Mike Huber, Estate Granite, give him a call at 530-241-7866. That's 241-7866. Mike Huber, Estate Granite. Okay. Let's go into something else here.
Okay.
Okay. I was looking at the, I was looking, you know, that when I started talking about how gun crimes have dropped. And it is, it's statistically, you know, I mean, and more. I mean, there's an article, and I'll probably somehow put that on the website. You know, showing that less than 2% of felons and thugs get their weapons from gun shows or flea markets or something like this. And then we go back into this, you know, I talk to people that are hard-nosed businessmen, and they say that, but, you know, and conservatives, fiscally and all that, moderate socially. I don't mind giving up a couple of rights, or, you know, if it's better for the, you know, the cooperative of society. And I look at them and I'm thinking, you wouldn't say that about the First Amendment. And frankly, my friend, what difference does it make to you what kind of weapon I have or how many bullets it holds? What difference does it make to you if what I have?
And then the comment
and that is usually when the conversation kind of stops, because they look at me and they think, well, you know what? Or you or Bob or 95% of the people out there that own weapons, or 98% of the people that own weapons. And you think about it. What difference does it make what weapon I own or how many rounds I can shoot?
The standard statement that they've got it down in a playbook now, and you can spot them for coming a mile away, because they say to you, you don't need an AK-47 to kill a deer. And the first thing I come right back and say, whoa, the First Amendment doesn't talk anything about hunting.
In the First Amendment, they said, you know what? They were using muskets back then. I said, yeah.
They didn't list muskets.
And I said they used ink and a pen. They never said anything about internet, cellular phones, or anything like that either. That, because frankly, you know, I think he does, you know, and he's, this guy's a great guy. He's a very smart man. I mean, I admire his business acumen and the type of guy he is. I really do. But when he says, well, I don't think that the framers of the Constitution were that brilliant. Well, I do. I think they were, because, and I'll tell you why. You know, and I understand what he's saying, but you're trying to write a document to keep people safe and their freedoms protected without knowing the future.
And then the point is, we don't need to guess about what they were thinking or why they put things in.
That's right.
We have the Federalist Papers.
They're there.
And there, it's all written down. We think we need to frame this for this reason, and it's all articulated in black and white in a book. You can sit down and read what were they thinking when they framed these words.
Ask your friends who think that their weapons are safe and that the government's not oppressive, or, and oppressive is a tough word, and I have a tough word time with that word oppressive, but. Are they overreaching? Are they taking too much? If you asked your grandfather, Trish, and this is what I said, if your grandfather came to life right now from where he was and he looked at the things that were going on now, would he say that the government was oppressive? Oh. And the answer was, well, you know, I think he would.
Absolutely.
Because of taxes and Obamacare forcing people to do things and all this. Would you say the government's oppressive? And then look at what my grandchild, who just turned 7, Tuesday, look at him. What's it going to be when he's 50?
Yeah.
If you don't make a stand someplace.
Well, my grandson, 12 years old, he just went into trap shooting. And I look at, as I was taking him to his practice a couple, 3 weeks ago, and he was down there, and what we had to go through to get that shotgun there, get it onto the grounds. And then I remember just a few short years, it seems to me, when my son was in high school, and they had the trap club up at Anderson High School, and he would put his gun in the back seat of his car when he went to school, walk across the campus with it, to go over to the trap shoot. I mean, that's not that long ago.
Oh, well, you know, much longer ago when I was in high school, we'd go hunting for doves in the morning, put the shotguns in the back of the truck. Then we wouldn't hang them up, but we'd just kind of drop them in the back. Nobody thought of that. Nobody ever thought of it because you know what? Up in that city, in that town, I don't think there's been any gunshot. I don't think the school's been taken over by crazed hunters.
No, I'm thinking not.
Hey, when we come back after these messages, we have Kurt Starman and we have Gary Cadd here to talk about $300 million worth of unfunded liabilities for Reading. What impact can this have on our city and our way of life. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Tamerlan Tsarnaev finally laid to rest.
His body is no longer in the city of Worcester and is now entombed.
But where? Worcester, Massachusetts Police Sergeant Kerry Hazelhurst won't say. Tsarnaev's uncles had a hard time finding a cemetery for the Boston Marathon bombing suspect. This is Congress probes that terror attack. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Lawmakers quickly pounced on the allegation that stovepiping, agencies not sharing information with each other, is alive and well.
Were you aware that based on this Russian intelligence that the FBI opened an investigation into Tamerlan?
We were not aware of that.
Would you have liked to have known about that?
Yes.
Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis also told the Homeland Security Panel Chairman, Texas Republican Michael McCaw, the Boston PD had no idea that Tamerlan Tsarnaev had traveled to Chechnya. New York Republican Peter King calls the FBI withholding information unforgivable. Dave.
Richmond, two self-described State Department whistleblowers testified about the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya. One said U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice got an email before going on Sunday talk shows to blame what happened on a video protest that it was a terror attack. Now House Speaker Boehner says,
I would call on the president to order the State Department to release this email so that the American people can see it.
Now, the White House says it was acting on initial intelligence. The man accused of making life hell for three women for about a decade was arraigned this morning in Cleveland. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
A prosecutor says Ariel Castro kept prisoner three women and the child one had while in captivity, but points out,
today the situation has turned, Your Honor. Mr. Castro stands before you a captive, in captivity, a prisoner.
The judge has set bond at $8 million. Meantime, at Gina De Jesus's house, which she hasn't seen since her disappearance in 2004, her aunt says,
we're asking for your support to be patient with us. Give us time and privacy to heal.
Same
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
What happens to Jodi Arias isn't up to her, but the now-convicted killer tells Fox she wants the death penalty.
Longevity runs in my family, and I don't want to spend the rest of my natural life in one place.
The Arizona jury that found her guilty of premeditated murder, shooting and stabbing her ex-boyfriend, considers her sentence later today. An American fugitive on the run, finally caught in England. Fox News Radio Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, Sean Lopez jumped bail on attempted murder and kidnap charges in 2004. At the time, he was named one of New York's most wanted criminals, and now he's turned up here in Britain, living around 30 miles from London. Lopez is accused of attacking his girlfriend, apparently after she dumped him for not telling her he was married. Prosecutors say he snuck into the woman's apartment armed with a stun gun and a knife. After he escaped, Lopez was sentenced in his absence to 15 years in jail. He's now being held in British custody. Dave.
Simon, there's a search at sea off the coast of Sydney, Australia for two missing Carnival cruise passengers. Police say there is surveillance video of them falling overboard. The U.S. is working with an ally on cybersecurity.
Meeting in Tokyo, officials discussed how to protect computer data and share information on attacks.
There are many countries who have not thought through these issues to the extent that Japan and the U.S. have.
And Japan and the U.S. should engage those nations, said State Department Coordinator for Cyber Issues Christopher Painter. The meeting comes in the same week the Pentagon, in an annual report, accused China of organizing online espionage against the U.S. government. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Another dip in unemployment. Weekly jobless claims hit a five-year low, falling slightly to 323,000. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 13. We now know what killed a missing hiker from Tucson who was found Monday hanging from a southern Arizona cliff. Bees. A medical examiner says Stephen Johnson had hundreds of bee stings on his body, which was right near a beehive, and he died from all the venom. His dog had also been stung to death. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, 8:05 on May the 9th. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. Well, stocks remain in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 13 points at 15,091. The S&P 500 is down 3 points at 1629, and the NASDAQ composite is off 2 points at 3410. Some of the day's biggest movers, J.P. Morgan Chase, down 41 cents at 49.35, Walt Disney, positive 18 cents, trading at 66.17, Barrick Gold, down 6 pennies at 21.35. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares, down a nickel at $19.13, North Valley Bank, off 14 cents, trading at 17.08. Bank of Commerce positive 4 cents at $5.04. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.81%. Over to commodities, gold is down $10 an ounce at $1,462. Silver off 12 cents at $23. Crude oil down 80 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR with our Market Minute. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for great advice about what to do with your investments and anything to do with Wall Street. You need an expert at that, and they are the ones. 243-7561. Okay, Trish.
Currently 57 degrees outside. We're looking for a high of 90 today with a low of 63 tonight. Partly cloudy, turning to sunny this afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 92 tomorrow. Looks like the winds have gone away for a while, and that's a good thing. Nice weekend coming up for the Cottonwood Rodeo over in Cottonwood and Mother's Day.
The Mother's Day out there at Old Shasta there. The Mud Wompers and the Lou White Band and the Jim Dyer Band out there. They are going to, we were just up there the other day, and let me tell you, it's going to be a great thing. You got seating, you have a great little stage down there. There's so much to do. They have, that they're putting on out there, the Historical Society, chuck wagons. I mean, the whole thing, is going to be a great deal too out there on Mother's Day. We're going to talk more about that here.
And then lots always going on in Shasta County every weekend. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards. And it's pizza night out there tonight.
It is pizza night. And then, of course, this weekend it'll be music, horseback rides, the sporting clays. Great dinners, the ambiance out there. You got that big event planned. They do those too. And weddings. They've got that new pavilion now.
But not in the chapel.
But not the chapel, because the chapel is off limits for weddings, because it's a private chapel. Anyway. I know we can't help ourselves.
We're going to go on and on.
Hey, we have in the studio, Reading, City Councilman Gary Cadd and Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
And, as soon as we take a break, we're going to come back. 300 million. I think I may be off 300 million on that, but 300 million in unfunded liabilities. We want to talk about that, the impact it's going to have on our city. And then toward the end of the show, we're going to talk about the purchase of land or the proposed purchase of land
at Turtle Bay
by the McConnell Foundation. We'll be right back after these messages.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Jim Dyer.
And this is Lou White. We are inviting you to join us on Mother's Day, May 12th, for the 40th annual Old Shasta Music Festival.
Both the Jim Dyer Band
and the Lou White Band will be performing, along with our friends the Manzanita Band and Wild Bill and the Mud Wompers.
The Shasta Service Guild is presenting a full day of family fun featuring music, artisans, and food.
Continue the tradition, as this annual Mother's Day event has been bringing families together for 40 years and is now held at the new Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp off Highway 299 West in Old Shasta.
The gates open at 10:30 a.m. and it'll all wrap up at 6:30 that evening, and there'll be on-site and off-site parking.
Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org, or you can pay at the gate.
Support the Shasta Service Guild, learn about local artisans, enjoy great music and food, and spend the family day together at the 40th Mother's Day Old Shasta Music Festival.
It will all happen Sunday, May 12th, at the Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp in Old Shasta.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Oh, okay, I get it. We're doing money stuff here on as our bump music. I had no idea what he was doing right then, but Carl Bott and Trish Clark, welcome back to KCNR1460 Free Fire Radio, 8:12 in the morning. 61 degrees out there. Our, this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, Orchard Nutrition, has, in-store deli, Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. And they are the North State's nutrition experts right there at Orchard Nutrition. Good people, and the place is great. You can buy anything you want there that has to do with health and nutrition. You know, raw milk, the whole thing. 221 Locust Street right here in Reading, or give them a call at 244-9141. 244-9141. All right. We're $300 million in the hole. Starman, how'd you let that happen? Let's start with that.
I think that falls in the category of a loaded question. I'm not sure.
Okay, here's what happened. Let me put this in perspective here. Gary Cadd has come in numerous times, as you know. And one of the things he's talked about is the unfunded liabilities, which is not a surprise. Anybody that's been reading the paper or listening to anything that's been going for, what, the last 4 or 5 years knows that we're having problems. But the both of y'all coming in today to talk about unfunded liabilities.
So let me just, for your listeners, let me just give maybe a minute or two of context, you know, framework, and then we'll kind of take it from there. So when we talk about unfunded liabilities, it kind of falls into two categories. One is an area of pension obligations, and the other is in the area of promises that the city of Reading as an employer has made to its retirees and future retirees for health care benefits. So those are the kind of the two categories, and we'll dig deeper into both these in a moment or two. But when we talk about unfunded liabilities, those are the two primary categories. Let me start just real briefly with the healthcare topic. That was the subject of Measure B that the committee voted on in 2000. Is that 10? Yeah, I think it was 10. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's been some
time flies.
And there's been some court decisions since that time that has limited what we and other cities can do in that regard. But essentially what that issue is that the city of Reading and many other cities and counties, this is true throughout the United States, has made certain promises to its employees. It says, if you work for us for some period of time and retire, that we will assist you with health care in your retirement years. And in some cases, some cities and counties have said we'll pay 100% of that. Some have said we'll pay nothing. In the case of the city of Reading, this has been true since the 1970s, the city of Reading has said we will pay one half of the premium in retirement, and you as a retiree will pay the other one half. So that's sort of, you know, that sounds kind of reasonable. But the, you know, the reality is when you calculate what is the value of that promise and take that out for the lifetime of an individual and then multiply that by all of our current retirees and projected retirees, that's a big number. So the city of Reading and most government agencies throughout the United States have done that on sort of a pay-as-you-go basis. You know, the obligations came due this year. You paid the bills, and you paid the bills the next year and the following year. There was a pretty significant change that happened a few years back. It's in the accounting world called GASB 45. It's a Government Accounting Standards Board Statement 45 that basically says, you know, you can still pay on a pay-as-you-go basis, but you really need to calculate the value of this promise, and you need to disclose it in your financial statements. And so we and others have done that. And, you know, in the case of the state of California, as an example, as an employer, you know, their calculation, their figure is enormous. And that's true in a relative sense, true for Reading as well. Our most recent calculation, and this is, we need to update every 2 years, but it's about $107 million right now. So if the way I like to describe
that's it. That's $107 million for the health.
For the healthcare piece only.
Healthcare piece. And healthcare piece, just to recapitulate this a little bit, is that the city's paying for half of the healthcare
premium
for our employees and the retirement, right?
That is correct.
The employees that are in retirement, after they've retired, this is what
we're still paying for half of that, and they're paying for half of it.
Correct.
While they're working for the city, I mean, while they're, you know, not retired, we're paying for half, they're paying for half.
While they're working for the city, a different formula, and so this varies by bargaining units. We have, actually today, I was going to say we have 8 different unions or bargaining units. Actually today we have 9. We just had one that was created here recently. So we have 9 different bargaining units or labor contracts. So it varies by labor contract, but as a general statement, while someone is working as a current employee, it's about a 90-10 split as a general statement. The city pays 90% of the premium while you're an active employee, and the employee pays a 10% co-share.
Okay.
And does that include dependents?
It does include dependents. So real quickly
on... When you say dependents, you mean...
Wife and children.
Up to age 26?
Well, with our new Affordable Care Act, up to age 26, which is a whole other thorn in my backside, but we can talk about that later if you like to.
Okay,
as well.
And then when they retire, then they have to pay half of it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that doesn't big picture doesn't sound that unreasonable. And particularly if you go back to the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, that's actually pretty common, both private sector and public sector. So that wasn't like all that unusual. Fast forward to 2013, however, and that's not necessarily the norm, particularly in the private sector. We, because of court decisions and other issues, state law and the state constitution, have a difficult time. You know, the courts have essentially said, we view this as a vested benefit now. You promise this to your employees. You can't change your promise. So we can change it going forward, and we have a new formula for new employees that will retire 20, 30, and 40 years from now. But for current employees, the courts have essentially said, you made a promise. You can't change it. It's a vested benefit, which is really – sort of this whole Measure B litigation that I mentioned earlier.
Right.
So that's the conundrum. And so we calculate that figure.
I understand that.
We calculate the figure every 2 years. And, you know, the most recent calculation is that the way I like to describe it, if we decide we're going out of business today, we're going to close the door, lock the door, and turn off the lights, what the actuaries would say is you should have $107 million in a bank account to fulfill the promises you have made. So if you're going out of business today, you ought to have $107 million in the bank account to fulfill the promises you've made.
But this is just for the health care.
This is health care. So we can switch to pensions, and I'm looking for a sign from my illustrious host here. So we can you want to take a break first?
Yeah, let's take a break first because it's going to take us a while on the pension. So it's $107 million we owe. If we shut the doors, turn out the lights, we're supposed to have $107 million in the
and that's post-retirement health care.
Just post-retirement health care.
And then we'll talk about pensions after your break.
We'll be right back. We're here with Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd and our city manager, Kurt Starman. Of course, Trish Clark, always with me on Thursdays. We'll be right back after these messages.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up, it's Rodeo Week.
Hi, folks. Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 8:22 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's going to be 90 degrees today. It's not going to get too much cooler here over the next few months. Make sure that your air conditioning system, it works, and that you have the people there to help you take care of it, and that's Alliance Heating and Air. Installation, repairs, emergency calls. Give them a call at 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Trish Clark, and I here together, and our guests are Reading City Manager Kurt Starman and Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. We're talking unfunded liabilities. We had just talked about how the liability under the health care. Right. Now, pensions.
Yeah, so let me frame that real quick as well, and then really we need to provide the context, and then we'll really need to move into the real question, which is, you know, what does this mean for city budgets going forward, for the provision of essential city services and things of that nature.
And Kurt, let's be clear to everybody, just to reemphasize one more time, this isn't just the city of Reading. This is every city, every county, including the state, every special district, everybody in this is not unique to the city of Reading.
Yeah, that's true for
people
both.
People need to understand that you guys just didn't run up a debt.
Yeah, that's a great point. So that's true for, you know, certainly for the state of California with CalPERS. That applies to the state, most cities, many of the counties, and certainly special districts. And really, it's a nationwide phenomenon. And you've heard some of the stories from Illinois and New Jersey in particular where, you know how bad California is. Illinois is worse, which is hard. This is a sad statement, quite frankly. Well, real quick on pensions, and this, you know, obviously is a big topic and complex topic, so I'm going to do my best to do this succinctly. But the City of Reading provides has made promises also to its employees. It says if you work for us for so many years, there's a formula, and we'll provide certain pension benefits to you when you retire. We contract with what's called the California CalPERS is the typical term that most people use. It's the retirement system here in California. Most cities and many counties use CalPERS. Some, a few cities and a few counties have their own plans, but for the most part, CalPERS is the predominant pension plan or program here in California. In addition to that, the City of Reading has a second plan that was a supplement. I'll tell you more what that means in a moment. That was put in place in the early to mid 2000s, and the acronym there is PARS, and it essentially is a goes hand in glove with the CalPERS benefit. So a couple things. So when we talk about unfunded liabilities in the way of pensions, it's a very similar description to what I mentioned earlier with regard to the health care promises for retirees as well. We've made certain promises to our employees that if you retire at this age, there's a formula, you'll get so much money via our CalPERS contract and our PARS contract. Now, we also look at that every year with an actuary. And determine, you know, what is the value of that promise and, what do we have on the bank account? So we have two things. And so when we say unfunded liabilities, the difference between those two numbers, we've made promises of X and we don't have that much money in the bank account. So same description. If we close the doors today and turned out the lights, we don't have enough money in the bank account to fulfill the promises we have made. So the difference between those two numbers is what's referred to as the unfunded liability. The genesis, so to speak, of that unfunded liability falls in a number of different categories, but there's two principal categories. The first is that, of course, it's been, up until of late, it's been a very difficult investment environment. So CalPERS, like almost all investors, had a very difficult time and lost a ton of money, you know, with the deep recession. So 2008, 2009, very bad years. And I don't recall the exact percent, but I think CalPERS lost about, you know, 28% of its investments or its portfolio, essentially. So obviously they were, from an actuarial assumption, they were assuming some kind of rate of return, 7.75% actually at that point in time. In reality, they lost 28% or somewhere in that ballpark. So that's the first issue, is that they lost a ton of money, just like a lot of us, you know, a lot of people did at that point in time. The second issue is that, and this is, again, not as Trish mentioned, not just for Reading, but you know, many cities and counties throughout California in particular, in the late 90s and very early 2000s, CalPERS was saying, we've got way too much money on hand. We are overfunded. There's no unfunded liability. In fact, we have excess cash. And so you can, cities and counties, if you choose, you can provide better benefits to your employees, enhancements essentially. And so many cities and counties did that, as did Reading. And so, and these were significant, you know, particularly in hindsight, but significant enhancements. So I'll give you just one example, is in the area of public safety. The traditional plan in California, in the 1990s and, in that time frame was known as 2% at 50. And there's a cap of 75%, which meant that, you know, if I was a law enforcement officer, I worked 30 years, I would, and retired, 2% times 30 years of service, I would get 60% of my, salary, and that would be my pension, for in retirement. That formula went from 2% at 50 to 3% at 50. So it kind of sounds innocuous, right? Just only 1%. We went from 2% at 50 to 3% at 50. But if you do the math, that's really a 50% increase in the benefit. That's huge. And similar benefit enhancements for non-public safety. This is not just a law enforcement or fire service issue. Similar enhancements for non-public safety people as well. So it's a combination of those two things. There's some other things going on as well, but those are the two primary things. One is, you know, poor investment results, although the world's improved a bit here recently. But poor investment results coupled with these significant retirement enhancements created this unfunded liability that we've been referring to.
And how much is it under the pensions? Because we got 107 million under the for the health care, and then for the pensions would be?
Yeah, I'm doing a quick math here, and it looks, you know, I mentioned there's two different categories, sort of public safety and non-public safety.
Right.
And there's also two different ways to value this, so it's a complex topic. I'm going to use the ones that CalPERS provides and report on our published financial statements. That's not market to market. It's not like today's market value, but it's what the actuaries use. So in the area of public safety, that unfunded liability, this is a little dated. I think this is June 30, 2012, so it's, you know, not quite a year old. About $60.9 million in the area of public safety, and in the area of miscellaneous employees, I'm doing some quick math here. It looks to me about $96 million in the area of miscellaneous employees, which is both that CalPERS piece and that PARS piece I mentioned earlier.
So we're talking, that's like 260, about $260 million that if we shut down the store today, which we're not,
right,
that's how much we'd owe.
And you hear that argument, we can talk about that after your break, but we hear that argument often that, you know, this is an artificial number and it's going to be different tomorrow, which is accurate. It doesn't mean there's not a problem, however. I hear that argument often that, well, it's not a real problem because we can pay for it over the next 30 years, and that's a bit simplistic for me.
It is, because this can, what it's going to do is keep taking, as things change, it's going to take a bigger bite out of our budget. And that's the part we're really getting to, is our daily, day-to-day budget to keep the city running. It's going to keep getting worse, and it's going to cost us in the short run and the long run. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A day after detailed firsthand testimony in the latest hearing on the Benghazi attack, House Speaker John Boehner vowing lawmakers will keep investigating what really happened.
The White House continues to claim it only made stylistic changes to the talking points used by Susan Rice, ignoring the fact that senior White House officials directed the changes.
Secretary of State John Kerry promising,
if there's any culpability in any area that is appropriate to be handled in some way with some discipline, it will be appropriately handled.
As Congress holds its first hearing on the Boston Marathon bombing, word that the body of suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev has been buried, the undisclosed location not in their city, according to Worcester, Massachusetts police, who say they expended a lot of manpower guarding the funeral home where the body was being held. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application. Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Butt, Trish Clark, 61 degrees out there. It's going to hit 90 today, partly cloudy. 8:34 in the morning, 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, my friends. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. You know what? You just have a, you know, you go in there, great conversation, good people. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. They support our community and our veterans. Tremendous support to our veterans on Cypress Square, out of Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest today, Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd and our city manager Kurt Starman. Of course, Trish Clark is always with me on Thursdays, and we're talking about $300 million in unfunded liabilities. And Kurt just told us how we got here.
Let's hear now from the elected position and what does this mean
and
to
what
the population
changes
he represents.
That's right. And what changes have just come down which are going to have a big impact on us? Gary?
Well, the biggest changes of what Kurt was talking about, he said that CalPERS was looking at is to make up these shortfalls over a 30-year period. Well, CalPERS has just put out what's called the circular letter, and the circular letter states that they want to smooth these differences in over a 5-year period. And when you start looking at the figures over a 5-year period, we could have retirement payments coming in at anywhere from starting at 1%, and at the end of 5 years, we could be paying up to 10, 11, 12%.
More than we're paying right now.
Per individual.
Which means...
Well, if you turn around an individual, just for the sake of argument, is making $100,000 a year, and the rate goes to 11%. 11% is $11,000 for that individual on top of the payments we're making today.
Okay, so if you're making a payment of $10,000, mm-hmm. that's not unusual. I mean, $1,000 a month. Or let's just say $1,000 a month. So it's $12,000. You have to add another $11,000 on top of that.
On top of that.
So now you're, yeah, so I mean.
Now you're talking almost
Where does that money come from?
Comes from the city. Comes from the general fund. Some of it comes from utilities.
All right. Now, general fund. And general fund is, Gary, tell everybody where we get our streets and people and everything from.
Oh, it happens to be the general fund.
Oh, my goodness.
Taking care of the sewer lines, taking care of the potholes, taking care of the water lines. Pump station one really needs to be moved.
Lights up above the street? Is that RAU?
Okay. That's RAU, but it's utility. But again, it's all the city of Reading.
Right. So what kind of impact did this have then? Does this circular letter, which I can tell you where I'd like to put, which file I'd like to put it in.
I thought that was an apropos name, actually, a circular letter.
Yeah, actually they put out, that's sort of the terminology, they put out numerous circular letters each year so that they number them, you know, XYZ type of thing, or 1, 2, 3. To answer your question, Carl, it's sort of a work in progress, but the number will be significant. And with a follow-up to Councilmember Cadd's comments and observations. So we've been notified now that CalPERS has made some substantial, significant changes to its actuarial policies and assumptions that are going to have significant rate impacts for, again, as Trish mentioned, not just for the city of Reading, but, for the state of California, most cities, most counties, most special districts. It will be significant. The problem with CalPERS is that we really won't know what the real impact or rates for Reading will be probably till this time next year. That's just how their process works. And so, you know, for me as a city manager and for Councilmember Catt as an elected official, that's just not acceptable. We can't plan a budget that way. So we have retained our own independent actuary to dig deep into this issue. That work is being done right now as we speak. And we're going to have that individual, that firm, up here on June 10th at 2 p.m. for those in your audience that have an interest. But we're going to have this individual up here to say, this is, you know, both, today and going forward, this is what this means for your particular jurisdiction, both in terms of rates and the actual cash impact, financial impact. So that work is being done now. Unfortunately, CalPERS won't give us the real number until a year from now.
Well, then, and let's be clear, because I don't think the average person understands. So CalPERS is what? Why? I mean, what? How do they have this gun to your head that tells you what to do? And the reality is, CalPERS is the game we've all played where we put our money for our retirement. And we talked about that a little earlier. They get to make the rules. They give you the information. You make your decisions based on that. If down the line they change their mind and they gave you bad information, too bad. That's what you live with. And the only option you have is not be a part of CalPERS.
Correct, which is not a great option because, and actually, you know, we have thought about looking at that in some other jurisdictions. I'll give you a real world example. A very small town. I don't remember the population. I think less than 10,000 is the city of Pacifica near Monterey. They actually really looked at this very seriously, as did the city of San Jose just recently also for their council members, elected officials. And what CalPERS does is, this is a little technical. I'll try to do my best to make it understandable. But for CalPERS, when they use their assumptions for rate making purposes, they assume a rate of return of today 7.5%. They may lower that going forward. But if you want to buy out of CalPERS, they say, you know, then that becomes a CalPERS type responsibility. So we're going to be much more conservative. So if you want to exit CalPERS, we're going to use like one half of that rate, which means then they do a net present value calculation based on a very low interest rate. And it means that the bill, if you want to write a check to CalPERS and say, we want to exit your system and do something different, you know, a comparable plan, maybe We Start or a different organization, the price tag to do that is incredibly expensive. And so the little city.
It's like 568% more. Something?
I think that's
yeah,
probably
that's
about
the number I thought
about
I saw.
Five times more. And so it's just a, you know, so it's a catch 22 and they have you by the short hairs.
Yeah, we've got you now and you're not going to get away from us.
Well, and I like to speak to that because a lot of the people out in the community don't understand how in the world did we ever get in this position? Weren't we paying attention? And I want to remind them that we took information that CalPERS gave us all over the state and we made our decisions for these benefits that we gave to our employees based on their information, written information. And we asked the question every way we could think to ask it. And then it turns out they came back a few years later and said, you know what? We were wrong. You have to live with it.
Well, right. It's so sad, you know, so bad, so sad for you.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting, interesting dynamic.
Well, we've got to take a break here, but I guess the bottom line on this is, okay, we played your game because you keep changing the rules. And now you want to bump up how much we're paying to level this off a little bit, but it's going to have a huge impact on cities. I mean, we've already had two major cities here in California that at least two go into bankruptcy.
Well, basically local government. Cities, counties, special districts.
But if this happens, and this is the part I want to get to when we get back. The percentage, how this is going to hurt us in our general fund. You know, we've talked about it, but we're talking about upping the amount that now goes into paying these things. Is that right, Gary? Mm-hmm. And it's going to look, I mean, at what point do we, what point do we get where now we're just trying to pay pensions and the healthcare?
Keep our head above water.
And keep our head above water. We'll be right back after these messages. And Ruth, please hang on till we get back and we'll go to you as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include medical home care professionals, HICAP, Walter Hurst Independent Insurance Agent, Golden Living Center, Patrick Black of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Trish Clark and Carl Bott here. 61 degrees, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Handles all of Redding and Northern California, and I guess even Southern California. Coming in here, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Redding and the surrounding areas. Of course, they have every type of car, truck, or SUV you could possibly want, and their service department is second to none. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Okay, Ruth. Ruth's calling back now, but let's go to Jeff. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Jeff, do you have a question?
Yes. Well, I have a statement, but I apologize because I'm getting just started on your program here and tend to pique my interest. But my issue with retirement is that if you look at the private industry, I've worked in architect's office, engineering office, and I've worked in the industrial complex down like at Simpson. And when you look at the difference between private industry and government, I don't know, in my opinion, they've just gone wild because they've had architect's dollars. When you take a private employer, they have to be really careful because they're held accountable because there are no extra dollars if there aren't any dollars. And I know it works for the city too, but now they have to figure out how to make this difference up. Just as an example, down at Simpson Paper, which is one of the most profitable businesses in the private industry that there is, our contracts, what we did was we would negotiate, and I think right now, if we were still in business, we'd have been around $40 per month for every year. Well, anyway, so I did the calculations. It came out to... So if you work 20 years, you're going to get $800 a month, and that's $9,600 annually. And you can't take that early. If you take it early, you'd get a reduction. A lot of the governments, you know, you can retire at 55, and you get your full benefits. And I bet you there's secretaries that get more than that.
Yeah.
And I think that's basically because of tax dollars. And, you know, if you have to justify it, you can't do it in the private industry. I've never worked for an employer. Most employers rely on 401s.
Yeah.
Know,
hey, Jeff, that's, you know, what you're saying is I've got both, the city manager and the city councilman raising their hands here. They're ready to go. Jeff, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for your phone call.
Okay.
I was just going to concur with Jeff's comment that, you know, if you go back in time, say the 1960s, 70s, and maybe the very early 80s, you know, I think both the private sector and public sector had, you know, roughly comparable benefits. You know, sometimes the argument was that the public sector had a little bit better benefits, but lower pay and job security. Today, I don't think that's the case. I don't think it's a good argument. But I would agree with Jeff. The world has, we've really diverged. And in the private sector, this CalPERS program we talked about, that's called a defined benefit program. It's years of service based upon a formula, and you get a certain amount of money. You know, the rest of the world, the private sector, has really gone away from defined benefit to what's called defined contribution, and where it's, you know, you put some money into a 401k, perhaps your employer matches that to some extent, mm-hmm. but that becomes your retirement, and it's not based on a formula, it's based upon, you know, how does your investment do in the real world. And so defined benefits are becoming much more, it's definitely a divergent between the private sector and public sector.
Gary?
Yes, well, I'd like to also bring forward the this indebtedness, this pension indebtedness. In 2004, October 2004, the PARS enhancement, which was for the everybody but public safety, was enhanced from the 2%, as Kurt was talking earlier, the 2 to 3% was public safety. Well, they enhanced everybody else from 2% to 2.7%. And it was implemented in January 1st of 05. The thing that happened was that it was retroactive to day one.
Right, from the day they were hired.
That these individuals were hired with the city of Reading. Some of them could have been there for 20 years or so. So what's basically happened on 1/1/5, the city of Reading took on a $17.9 million indebtedness just from that one motion right there. That's where these things have come from.
Now, how do we offset this? You're both sitting here, the city manager and the city councilman. How do you offset this? Because we're going to be paying more and more out of our general fund, right?
And the reality is, I mean, we can listen to people say all day long that we shouldn't be here and we shouldn't pay these great salaries. And the fact is, you have contracts with nine groups. You can't just all of a sudden, even the city council can't say, we're not going to do this anymore. We have an issue. It's reality. How do we go forward from here to make a difference?
We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this message. We've got Kurt Starman and Gary Cadd here from our city council, Gary Cadd, and our city manager with Kurt Starman. We want to talk about how we're going to fix this or how we could fix this when we get on our way back. Ruth, we will take your question too. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're running out of time here. Ruth, you're up next.
Hey, real quick question. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to mention that in the 90s when the cities were negotiating with their employees, they were happy to give concessions such as benefits for health care and pension and that sort of thing because they knew their unfunded liability. They weren't paying into it, so they were happy to give this stuff away. instead of paying their employees the extra in wages. And the city knew what their unfunded liabilities were. The employees negotiating with them didn't. So my question is that city council members and executives, and that would be city managers and that sort of thing, they obviously were given benefits that were, from what I understand, they were given health care and pensions for a couple year stay on the city council. So I wanted to find out, number one, if they were, if they've done modifications to their pensions as they've asked the other bargaining units to do, and are there more modifications for them coming?
Okay.
So I'll take my answer off air.
Thanks, Ruth. Okay. For the city council?
I'll give you maybe the quick overview. I'll give you the quick overview, and then Mr. Cat can speak to his particular circumstance, because a lot of this now is at the discretion of the council member. But in terms of current benefits, when an elected official first becomes a council member, they make a decision at that point in time. They can choose to participate in CalPERS, or they can choose to participate in Social Security, one or the other. So that's part one, and Mr. Cat can speak to what choice he has made. Also, for health care benefits, when a council member is elected, they are eligible to receive health care benefits, both for themselves as well as dependents.
Is that while they're on the city council, or is that after the city council?
My comment was with while they serve on the council.
Okay.
And so, again, some council members choose to participate in that program. Some do not. Maybe they have other options, right, or they don't want to for other reasons. And then the part I'm trying to – I was actually trying to do a quick little Google search here, but my smartphone wasn't quick enough, but we did make some changes for retiree health care for council members a few years back, and I just can't quite grasp that in my memory. So I don't recall what the current rules are in place for council members in retirement for health care. I have to go look at that one. But the first two answers are, they are eligible for CalPERS.
Takes five years, however, to be vested.
And they have to serve at least 5 years of service to be vested.
That answers part of that. Okay. Can we go then?
First of all, as far as I'd like to speak for myself, I receive a $600 a month payment from the city of Reading for being a city councilman. Plus, I get $50 a month, I think, for a RABA board meeting. There are a couple of others.
And you all are all the same. There's no difference.
Yeah. We all receive that.
Right.
But I am not entered into any retirement package with the city of Reading, and my health care is through Medicare, and I'm going to stay there.
Okay, so you're taking the very minimum. You're taking the $600, which doesn't even begin to pay the amount of abuse you all take. But just from me.
And I've told many council members that if they ever did the calculation how many hours they spend doing this job, they probably make about 23 cents per hour.
If that. Okay, depending on which one it is. Okay, now, how do we keep going? Gary and Kurt, how do we keep going? When is it going to be that break period?
Three quick answers, and I'll let Mr. Cad expand on this. But the three quick answers: one is there has been I'll call it pension reform light. So we do now, for employees hired after January 1st, 2013, there's a more modest program in place. So that will help long term. So that 2.7 at 55 formula that Gary mentioned a moment ago, or the 3% at 50 for law enforcement, is no longer available. So going forward, there are more modest programs that will help, but really the relief is going to be seen, 20, 25 years from now. So that's long-term issues. The second issue for the city of Reading is that we have asked our employees during negotiations and in the form of concessions to help pay a portion of their retirement, and most groups are doing that now. So we're asking our employees to contribute more toward their own retirement. That reduces the city's expense as an employer. Those are a couple things that we're doing right now as an employer and at the state level, and then I think Gary had a thought or two as well.
Well, the thing that comes down with me is the portion the employees are paying is actually called the employee portion. The city has been paying all of the pensions through the years, and just within the last couple of years, 2-3 years, the employees are starting to pick up their portion, depending on 7% or 9%, depending on your public safety or non-public safety. But the thing with it is we're going to have to start looking at having the employees pick up more of the amount. The reason for this, I know the employees are probably sitting out there and wanting to kill a cat, but the thing with it is we're not going to be able to afford to pick up these unfunded portions that enhance their retirement. And we've promised them a retirement. I totally want to give them what we promised, but we need to have help in picking up this shortfall. And as far as giving raises, I spoke rather aggressively last Tuesday night on the raises that we just gave to these 50 executive employees, and the unions will be coming in wanting their raises. We have to hold the line somewhere. We have a problem. When you find yourself that you're digging yourself into a hole, the first thing you do is to stop digging. And we need to start working to where we can get this under control.
Okay, I agree with the fact is that we have to get it under control somehow here. But at what point, because this thing is getting ready to start here, that we're going to have to start paying more, up to, 10% more per employee per month.
50%
more. Okay, 50% yes. more over the period of time. Is there going to be a time we're going to have to raise taxes to get more money in here? Or we've got to find. It's the whole question is: are we going to make enough money to do?
Yeah, one of the I love California and lived here most of my life. But one of the good things in California is one of the few good things remaining is that the city cannot just
raise
taxes. That's a vote of the people. So I don't think that's really a risk factor in terms of the city council or that type of thing. Just unilaterally deciding to raise rates. But really, it is a challenge. So it's the things we talked about earlier. It's having employees pick up a portion of the cost, and it's the new plans going forward. And ultimately, it's gonna be a budget challenge.
We need, as a county as a whole, to become very business friendly. Invite everybody who wants to start a business, create income, move to Shasta County.
Gary, get last 10, 5.
Well, what
10
I want to say real quickly is that this whole idea to bring this forward is so everybody in town knows what's going
and
on
this is
so
not,
we can affect it.
And this is not the last time we're going to talk about this.
No.
Everybody needs to get involved in this one. Just remember, hey, tomorrow, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Fox News Radio.
Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Location, the Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev. His body had been at a funeral home in Worcester, Massachusetts. Police there say someone came forward to give him a proper burial. On Capitol Hill, the first hearing about the marathon bombing. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
And Boston police commissioners testify the FBI did not tell his officers it was warned by Russia 2 years ago about the bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev. That, says panel chairman Michael McCall,
defies why we created the Department of Homeland Security in the first place.
The Texas Republican repeatedly asked Commissioner Ed Davis, did his department learn about Tsarnaev's visit to Russia or Russian officials concerned? Chris, each time, Davis replied, no.
The first court appearance for the Cleveland man, accused of holding three women captive in his home for years. More now from Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
An $8 million bond is set for Ariel Castro, who is now the one in captivity.